My adversary charged at full speed, intent on running me down. Not this time. I nudged the ball left, deftly sidestepping the girl's clumsy challenge. Keeping my head up, I spotted Ella 20 yards ahead, streaking for the corner. The field opened like a book, and for once, I knew what to do. I booted the ball into Ella's path, then cut behind her, racing to a pocket of space across midfield. As a fullback, I rarely ventured forward, but I was tired of playing it safe. The game was deadlocked at zero, and goals don't score themselves. Plus, the blonde ponytailed freak who just missed spiking my ankle had been attacking relentlessly all game. 4 hard fouls were enough. Time to put her on the defensive. Ella corralled the ball, dancing between 2 hopeless opponents before noticing my run in support. She pulled the ball back, drawing the defenders closer, then lofted across over James Island Charter's entire back line. I experienced a brief moment of panic as the ball arced toward me. Don't embarrass yourself, Brennan. Thankfully, I didn't. Chesting the ball down, I was shocked to find myself completely unmarked. 30 yards of open grass separated me and the opposing goalie. Push forward! Ella shouted. Oh crap, oh crap, oh crap. But I drove the ball ahead. To say I lacked confidence in my soccer skills is an understatement. I'd only been playing a few months and charging the other team's goal without support during the biggest game of the season was not something I'd planned. Please, God, don't let me trip over the ball. As I neared the 18-yard box, a defender barreled over. I tapped the ball between her outstretched legs and raced around the awkward slide tackle, nearly stumbling in surprise when the move actually worked. The keeper charged, a look of desperation on her face. Chip it over. Score. Win. But before I could exploit the opening, my legs were ruthlessly hacked out from under me. I fell forward, slamming into the turf with a groan. A cleat dug into the small of my back as someone flopped over me from behind. My head spun. The whistle blew. I heard Ella shouting, what sounded like shoving. I looked up. Blonde Ponytail was standing astride the ball. She and Ella were nose to nose, and they weren't discussing favorite boy bands. The Harridan even had the gall to protest when the official showed her a yellow card. Unfortunately, Ella got one too. I rose unsteadily, wiping dirt from my purple Bolton Prep uniform. The official stepped between Ella and Ponytail and signaled a free kick for our side. You okay? Ella was staring at my tormentor, face red with anger. Never better, gulping air into my lungs. She seems nice. Ella laughed, but the humor didn't touch her eyes. That bitch knows you're better with your feet, so she's bull-rushing the ball, trying to intimidate you. Don't let her. The official placed the ball 15 feet beyond the edge of the box, then paced off 10 yards. He glanced at his watch. There were only moments left in the match. As the James Island defenders formed a wall, I began to retreat to my fullback slot. Ella grabbed my arm. Want this one? You definitely earned it. A generous thought, but Ella was worlds better than me, and everyone else on the field. Not to mention that taking a game-deciding free kick was too terrifying to contemplate. I'd probably find a way to knock it into our own goal. Ella frowned. Well, at least get up there, look for a rebound. Before I could react, Ella cupped her hands to her mouth. Maddie! Madison Dunkel turned. Ella pointed at me, then at Madison, then jerked a thumb over her shoulder. Madison nodded without hesitation, jogging back to cover my position. Take her spot in the middle. Ella's rope of black hair brushed the ground as she knelt to position the ball on the grass. We both knew it'd take a miracle to score from this distance. If the ball bounces your way, just blast it on goal. That I can do, I think. Joining the line of players jockeying for position, I felt an elbow dig into my back, right where the cleat had struck. I spun, knowing who I'd find. My temper slipped a notch. Be careful, Ginger Princess. Ponytail's eyes glittered with malice. No more dancing. Things can get rough up here. My anger was reaching a boil. Thanks, I'll be fine. The hateful girl shouldered into me, forcing me outside the 18-yard box. Even without your mommy to protect you? She nodded toward Ella, who was lining up her strike. All eyes were on my friend as she prepared to take the free kick. Maybe it was 90 minutes of abuse. Or Ponytail's smug attitude. Or the hard foul. Or the fact that I was hungry. Maybe it was her referencing my mother. Snap!